8, please.
Item number 8 is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding the 2011 honors and awards issued to the department, its staff, and partners. This item is also informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan with the Parks Department. And with me is Eric Lesh, the manager of the McKinley Marina, who will be presenting a short PowerPoint on one of the awards that the Marina was recently awarded. The first award I'd like to have the pleasure to show to you and share with you is the Wisconsin Park and Rec Park Professional of the Year Award, as determined by the members of the association, which was recently awarded to our director, Director Black. Congratulations. Well deserved. All right. The second award, which I think everybody on this committee and in the community should take great pride in, is for the Outstanding Aquatic Facility Award of the Year, which was awarded to the Tosa Pool, which opened last year. A great success from the Wisconsin Park and Rec Association. Another award that was recently given to a member of the Parks Department was the Public Policy Forum Leader of the Future Award to Chief of Operations Guy Smith, which is very, very rewarding. Brian Russert, a member of the Nature in the Parks program, was recently awarded the Extension's Chancellor of the Year or Award for Excellence in Community Engagement, and that one would be this one for work in the natural areas. And as I said, this was the one that was also given to Mr. Russert, and so very, very deserving. Alice's Garden, next to Johnson's Park, was awarded the Mayor of the City of Milwaukee Design Award. Also, the Milwaukee Community Sailing Center down in McKinley Park for the new facility down there was recognized by the mayor and their design award, and the improvements at Bradford Beach. And as I said, Supervisor Dmitrievich will appreciate the next presentation that Mr. Lesh is going to give concerning the award that was given, or the certification that was given to McKinley Marina as a Wisconsin Clean Marina. And on that note, I will turn it over to Mr. Lesh.
Good morning. I'm Eric Lesh, manager of McKinley Marina. I've worked for McKinley Marina for 20 years. I'm here today to explain the Clean Marina program. McKinley Marina was certified in June of this year. I attended a meeting in Bayfield, Wisconsin to receive our certification award. This process started in December of 2008. Chuck Ward asked me to attend a meeting of Wisconsin Great Lakes Marina operators. I attended that meeting, and the goal was to form an organization to create a network for solving common marina problems. Several meetings were held, and the Wisconsin Marina Association was formed in March of 2009. McKinley Marina is a founding member of the association. The Wisconsin Marina Association discussed the need to create and implement a clean marina program. Most Great Lakes states already had programs in place. The organization started working on a program, held meetings all over the state, which I attended, and through our efforts, the Clean Marina program was started. The Clean Marina concept. Our marina, like most, has always implemented practices to protect the lake. Marinas have a major impact on water resources, and everyone has to work toward preserving this resource. Since the program began, marinas are now performing day-to-day operations more consistently and with the environment in mind. McKinley Marina slip tenants are being informed and educated through the program to be environmentally friendly users of the resource. Clean Marina objectives. Milwaukee County, as an operator of the marina, has obligations to the natural resources we affect. This is a voluntary program to also educate the marina tenants and other users of the water, such as boat launchers and jet ski launchers using our facilities in the parks. Benefits for marinas. Clean water is the greatest benefit of this program. Clean, fresh water is vital to sustain the world population. We also implemented a more extensive recycling program to reduce landfill waste. Most lieutenants' reactions have been positive, but as with change, some tenants are slow to get on board with the program. States with clean marina programs. Most Great Lakes states have implemented clean marina programs. Michigan is a leader with the clean marina program and helped Wisconsin create our program. Minnesota is currently working with our program design, which has been a great success as a model for their own. Certified Wisconsin marinas. 17 marinas were certified statewide in the first year and a half of the program. 3 Lake Superior marinas are certified, and 14 Lake Michigan marinas are certified to date. Still, nearly 100 are needed to be certified. The initial certifications were free to participants. However, the grant for the program is nearly exhausted, so the future certifications may have fees associated with them if future grants are not received. Stormwater management. Marinas allowing maintenance are required to have a stormwater permit with the state of Wisconsin. McKinley Marina is covered under the Milwaukee County permit. Our facility did not have a stormwater pollution prevention plan, or SWIP, so I worked with Tim Detzer of DPW to complete one. I also worked with Tim to meet other permit criteria with the state. McKinley Marina changes. Additional staff training has been implemented on new topics such as the SWIP and the emergency response plan. And as tenants pick up their season packets, we explain the changes taking place within the marina with the Clean Marina program and the new Clean Marina booklet, which I handed out earlier. Voter education and outreach. We have to get this information out to the public. The Clean Marina booklet provides our SLIP tenants with several best management practices that they can personally implement to reduce water pollution and reduce the spread of aquatic invasive species. The McKinley Boat Owners Association will be adding clean marina topics to their website as another way to get information out to the boaters. I also talked with the local fishing organization, the Great Lakes Sport Fishing Organization of Milwaukee, about the program. They may be printing the clean marina tip sheets in their newsletters to get information out to their members. Currently, we have signage at the launch ramps posted informing daily boat launchers of aquatic invasive species that are in the Great Lakes, which don't want to be introduced into inland lakes. This program is a benefit to marina slip tenants, boat launchers using our facilities, swimmers using our beaches, and the community as a whole using and drinking the water. This program will constantly be evolving, and new practices will be implemented benefiting all. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your good work. This is an acknowledgement of just the kind of work that you've done. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Are there questions by committee members? Supervisor Jersey.
I'm just wondering if we can use your expertise and refer other marinas to you for information.
Other marinas?
Specifically of South Milwaukee Yacht Club, South Shore Basin, South Shore Yacht Club.
They've been started in the program.
They have.
They've attended some of the meetings. It's a voluntary program, so some of them are not on board as of yet. But, you know, the goal is to get everybody certified. And the program is also expanding beyond just Great Lakes marinas, but also to the many inland lakes that we have in Wisconsin.
So am I correct, then, you're not just the manager of McKinley Marina, but you're also working with these other marinas? Some of them are private clubs, but
well, I'm not physically working with them, but with the program, they were all invited to these initial meetings to get this formed and started, the organization and the Clean Marina program.
Who's the go-to person in this area, then?
Well, it's a state program, and it would be the Wisconsin Marina Association is the one that is actually coordinating the efforts.
Okay. I assume it's okay if they contact
you yes.
for
Oh, very much so, yes.
Chairman, supervisors, yeah, that's one of the things that we've tried to do through all of our programs is kind of be the hub for that. So, obviously, when Chuck Ward was here, in fact, that made me skip a beat for a minute thinking of Chuck, but with Guy Smith now, and he's kind of the lead in that with Joe Rozak, that will be pursuing all of those. You know, and there's so many things that we're doing along the Lake Michigan shorefront that it's not just this, it's all of it. Even the projects that we've started with Supervisor Dmitrievich down at the down at South Shore Yacht Club, you know, even with the break wall and all the other things that we're trying to do down there as well, and the beach. So.
Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'm going to start off with by saying, forgive my ignorance, because if I sound silly, that's because I'm still trying to figure out a few things around the McKinley Marina.
Sure.
And congratulations, though,
thank
on
you.
The Wisconsin Clean Marina Certification. But the Marina Certification obviously is different from the Community Sailing Center at Marina Park, right? So the Sailing Center is actually the association that boaters are affiliated with or pay some type of...
The Sailing Center is a community outreach to teach people how to sail.
Oh, okay.
They're just housed within our facility in McKinley Marina Park.
So McKinley Marina, though, is a facility, right?
Yes. McKinley Marina, we have docks that house the boats in the water.
Okay. So so then my question would be, how many renters do you have that are minority? And can you get me that information?
I could get you that information.
Okay. And when people have to pull their boats out of, what is it, slips?
Out of the water.
Out of the
for
water.
For the season.
Okay, because slips are the actual
yeah,
renters.
Slips are where they, slip is almost like an apartment building. That's where the boat stays for the season, and then it would be pulled out at the end of the season. Because
okay.
Our marina freezes over during the winter time. So our season goes May 1st till October 31st.
Gotcha. You have to repeat that again another time, but I get it. Okay, so then, yeah, I would like a copy of the number of renters that are minority, if you can get me that.
But I don't know how I would exactly get that information.
Well, then...
Because I don't have a way to sort that out, you know.
So you don't have, like, a membership thing?
No, all they're doing is paying a fee to, and we provide them a space to park their boat.
Gotcha.
So all I have is names and addresses... You know,
okay.
Is how they
gotcha.
Purchase from
so
us.
So you don't.
No, I could break it down county versus non-county, but I have no demographics of any of our members.
Interesting. All right. So then, when people are, have to move their boats and put them into the slips, if I'm saying that correctly,
sure.
How is that process facilitated? Like, who does that? And who determines who boats? Who boat is pulled out of the water first, second, last, third? Like, is that on the members who pay, or is that a part of the marina?
We provide the space.
Okay.
And the like with hauling out for the winter, you can go with any of the available haulers. We have several that are available at McKinley Marina.
So do you coordinate?
No.
Gotcha. Okay. You don't coordinate. Who does?
No.
Who coordinates it then?
The individual owners. And there are some groups that do pull boats out, you know, to try and get a better rate for the price, which is just a group of boaters
okay.
that they made arrangements with a hauler to pull out, say, X number of boats on Saturday, and he'll give them a better rate than coming down to just pull one boat out today.
Gotcha, yes. All right, I think I have one last question, and
sure.
I'll be done with
sure.
this. How difficult would it be for the Parks Department to manage that process? And have we ever managed... boats, you know, that process before of getting a rental company to pull the boats out and put them on the slips, so on and so forth. If we've done that in the past, how come we're not doing it now? And is it, how can we make it, how can we do it today? And it, how, I guess, how difficult would that be, or how much of a workload with that pressure would it put on the Parks Department?
Chairman, Chairman, Supervisors, you know, that's the private sector that's coming in and doing that. You know, what we're there for is to provide the launch ramps, we sell the gas, and we have the slips, if you will. Mm-hmm. But when people bring their boats in, when they want to take them out, that's all their individual decisions and what they can negotiate that price for. I really don't want to get in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Are there further questions by committee? I would, you know, these awards are obviously, each one of them, impressive. And I'd like to add my own award to the Parks Department and all of its dedicated employees. That would be the Timex Award for the department that keeps on ticking despite the budget licking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think what happens is these awards have a tendency to create a false sense of expectation. in that this kind of performance can continue with ever reduced funding. It's just not realistic, and I think the public ought to really brace itself for the point of diminishing return. When the Parks Department hits the wall and has exhausted all possibility. I know Director Black continues to cull her imagination and that of her staff for productive means of doing this, but the funding is simply inadequate. And yet, we're getting awards. It sends a message to the public that I think needs to be clarified. The awards in and of themselves go to the employees and the director for extraordinary work under extraordinarily difficult circumstances. But the public should not continue to expect to get something that is not being paid for. There is a point of diminishing return, and I think that needs to be emphasized. Thank you so much. Did you have a...
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Quick question for you. How recent a production is this? Paging through here, pretty impressed by the content. Actually got some good advice for what to do at home as well. But, you know, I, as I mentioned to you yesterday, I visited the Parks Department yesterday, very impressed with the staff out there, and I will echo what the chairman said with regard to the need for dedicated funding. But, you know, I was acquainted with McKinley Marina some 25 years ago, and haven't been back there recently. But I also don't recall this kind of information being readily available down there. Is that correct?
It's brand new. With the Clean Marina certification, we just started publishing that this year and giving it out to our slip tenants as a way to inform them of what is going on with the environment and how we impact it.
Excellent. Well, if I could give you a personal award, I will. So congratulations. Thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you.
And, yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Lesh, thank you for your participation. Mr. Keegan, thank you.